would like for you now to take a deep breath in, filling yourself all the way down to the pelvic floor. And as that breath touches the pelvic floor, the Kundalini energy at the base of the spine is activated. And you can feel a surge of energy rising up through you. And this energy is an energy of invigoration, of enthusiasm, and a zest for life here on the plane of illusion. And in this life, you have developed many, many sub-personalities. And some of these sub-personalities help you to create good things in your life, while other sub-personalities like to muck things up and create situations that are awkward or uncomfortable. And these sub-personalities are also friends of an even deeper sub-personality. And there are several sub-personalities on this level. The saboteur, the critic, the judge, the one who is addicted to thinking in terms of deserving, and another one who refuses to recognize the good that you do, that balks at the idea that any divinity could reside inside you. And to all these sub-personalities, we are now giving an invitation, asking them to join us for a journey of transformation, full of illumination, and riding the wave of change that always comes with eclipses. These are powerful vortices that are created, and transformational leaps are possible. But you must believe. So let's bring along the skeptic and the doubter. And now, all together, all of these sub-personalities and any others who would like to join, calling for you now to listen to the sound of our voice as we together make that energetic leap out into the unknown. A life without criticism, judging, hating, doubting. Now, for one moment, let's everyone be still and let the energies we are transmitting flow through you, to you, and through you in a bond that you share for all who can hear. Coming together, being infused with the light of love, compassion, understanding, tolerance, inclusiveness, generous, forgiving, patient, faithful, utterly faithful. Feeling the energy of these qualities moving through you, into you, and allowing all of these sub-personalities to quietly experience this. Feeling the energies of the will to cause flowing through you, flowing to all the parts of you, and wherever you will allow it, transformation. When it comes to transformation, love is the way. When it comes to transformation, love is the way. When it comes to transformation, love is the way. Nothing transforms without love. Only through love can transformation occur. And recognizing the true nature of love does not involve any kind of affection, doesn't ask for approval. It is free-flowing, generous, open, accepting. Such an important part. So important that we've had you start with tolerance, knowing that eventually tolerance leads to inclusiveness. And inclusiveness doesn't carry the same energy as that ability to love without conditions. and transforming the way that you love only comes through love. And now these sub-personalities have grown quiet. And they are deeply listening. The energy is reaching their ears along with the sound of our voice. And the energy that reaches their ears along with the sound is the energy of love. Love for all these parts of yourself who so dearly need your love. And it's not to question, how do I love it? It's a question of if you'll allow it. For love is your natural state. And only time in this web of illusion has changed that nature. It is still within you. You are still fully capable of loving without condition. Simply open your heart and allow it. Allow the love that is very deepest part of your being, allowing it to flow outward through all of these parts who are unloved and unappreciated, who go unrecognized and therefore fail in their mission for you to understand the message that they're carrying. That all of these sub-personalities have information. And now, let's call on the will to act, to open our minds to the power to know, the power to know these parts of yourself, and then the power to detach, and seeing these unloved, parts, and offer love. Offer compassion. Listen so you may understand. Tolerate them until you can include them. And when you can include them, open your heart to accept. For until you do, they're standing out in the cold, your abandoned stepchildren, the ones you don't want to own, to admit that they exist, and yet no one knows better than you do that they do exist, and that they're always trying to deliver a message to you whenever the opportunity presents. And so now, the will to act, calling for a clear and objective mind. You understand that it is only common sense to love these parts of yourself. You could never love them in someone else until you accept them and love them in yourself, till you understand them. Do you have compassion? You have tolerated them until you included them. You were generous and decided to accept them. Forgiving anything that you have ever done under the influence of any of your subpersonalities. It is time now to let go, to set your will to the task of forgiving. Setting your will and your intent to forgive, and trusting soul to bring emotional healing. Take the part that never trusts. Put them in your heart. Hear their voice. What are they telling you? So much of spiritual growth is letting go. And even when it isn't in your best interest, you still are reluctant to let go. So much of spiritual growth is about flow and letting go. Letting go of everything you thought you knew so that you might be open to learning what's real and true and good. A unity of good. You are a unity of good. You are a unity of good. Breathe that in and let your mind absorb it. Let all these subpersonalities hear it. And now, remembering that moment when you have completed your soul alignment, when you say that final and affirm that you stand for humanity. Bringing all of that energy into this moment, that closeness with soul, that feeling sense of unity, to be in union with soul, to be as one because you are one. And breathing in soul's love, soul's acceptance. Breathing it in until you feel completely filled with the energy of soul's love and soul's acceptance. You might feel it as your favorite color or your favorite scent or your favorite thought. Whatever it is, allow it. Allow that expression of acceptance. For what is love given but not accepted? Love is never wasted. But love is patient. Love waits for just the right moment. For love knows flow. In fact, love directs flow. Almost like water, always seeking the lowest point, seeking to reach them and touch them, to transform them into a higher, finer light, in a greater ability to love. Love is always seeking out all the places where it isn't, so that it might raise that energy into itself and create an even greater flow within you. Just allowing it. And now the greater part of yourself, letting all these sub-personalities know that your intent is to grow, that you intend to love them and accept them just as they are right now. Just imagine filling them with your favorite color of love. And let this color, this favorite color, wash over all of the gathered sub-personalities, and letting this color saturate them, filling them with its light and its beauty, so that they may know the truth that everything is divine and has a right to be. Everything in this world was once a thought held in the mind of God. For the God of this reality is not a perfect God. And in point of fact, a lesser God. Recognizing, of course, that it's staggers the imagination to think when it comes to the beauty and the harmony in the environment that this creator of yours did make. Hard to imagine better, more beautiful, more perfect. And yet, we can tell you it exists. Some of you have even seen it. Now, back to allowing the love and your favorite color washing all over, through and through, all of these sub-personalities, and letting them feel enthusiasm for the idea of transformation, to move into becoming part of a soul-infused personality, that integrated functionality, where all the parts are in harmony and working together. Because for every so-called negative sub-personality, there is something good they have to offer you. It's your job to find that good, to look for it, to understand, because no one is able to understand your life better than you do. No one understands your life better than you do. You. Why you? Because you created it. Because you took on all these different parts. And in standing for humanity, you volunteered to have these broad range of experiences among you, bringing in that experience and transforming. Taking a few more moments to just allow all these sub-personalities to be completely saturated with your favorite color of love. And as they are absorbing this energy, the greater you, the part of you that is in union with soul, you are directing through love how this will go. Taking it deep into yourself and finding that power to transform. You can call on all of your totem friends, whether you know who they are or not. Just call for their help. And drawing on the energy that's being sent to you. and then turning to your soul, facing soul, offer gratitude. Coming back slowly into the room when you are ready, we bid you namaste.